Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I spoke to a neuroscientist about the negative effects alcohol has on our brain, so I decided I'm going to take 12 months off and bring you along for the journey. Each week, I'm going to document how it's affected me physically, emotionally, socially, and also financially. Welcome to 28 and Sober.
Hello to every single good human out there, and welcome to week number 32 of 28 and Sober. Far out, it has been a long weekend for me. Big thanks if you're tuning in. This podcast has grown almost double in the last couple of weeks, so I'm so grateful to every single new person here. It's awesome to know you're coming along this journey with me and, yeah, trying to be a good human every single day just like I am. If you're following along for the first time, please do go and hit the follow button or subscribe over on Apple or Spotify. Leave us a review on Apple Podcast and please share this podcast with your friends. It's really nice to know how many people are starting to listen to it. This week with being sober has been a bit tricky. As you can hear, my voice is a little bit scratchy. I haven't drunk, but far out, I've had a big weekend and there has been some serious opportunities to drink. And I think if I can make it through this weekend, which I have, then you should be able to get through any week or weekend of taking some time off drinking, because I've been busy. So my week has gone a little like this. I went down to Sydney on Wednesday because I had 4 school workshops to run on Thursday at McKellar Girls Campus down on the Northern Beaches, which was really cool. It went really well, which was nice. I had 4 groups of about 60 to 80 girls each session, which was really nice, with some great feedback. And then I was meant to fly back to the Gold Coast on Friday, but then one of my friends, James, who's in Rufus to Soul, said, "Do you want to come to our show tomorrow night at the Domain?" And I was like, "Fire it, I can't really say no." So I was like, "Of course, that'd be awesome." So Carol, my partner, flew down to Sydney with me and we went to Rufus on Friday night with a few friends, and not drinking there it was okay. We went out to a really nice dinner before, which was pretty nice. And then we went to the festival and we had like really good hookup, which was epic. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to go and check it out. Rufus is probably is my favorite artist on the planet. So to get to go and watch their live show was just something so special. And it was actually really cool. I was in my head thinking, I was like, I wonder if anyone's going to try and catch me out I was just holding a Red Bull, walking around for most of the day. And within about 2 minutes of saying that, I had someone come up to me and go, "Oh, 28 and sober." And obviously I was just drinking Red Bull. And then it was really special. Actually, I had probably like close to 10 people come up to me and recognize me from the podcast and just say thank you for the work I'm doing, which it's really special to know the people out in the public are starting to come up to me and share with me their story, share with me what they've been going through, and also just let me know the Good Humans podcast is having a positive impact. So that was really cool on Friday night to go and spend a bunch of time out enjoying music, which I loved. Finished and me and my partner just went home and had a good night's sleep, which was really nice on the Friday night. And then Saturday, this is where things got interesting. My best friend Alex Hayes had a big day of DJing. He played at Festival X in Sydney at Homebush at like 2 o'clock. So he was pretty early in the day, but we got a big sprinter van out there, got ushered sort of backstage in the artist area, which was super cool. And then he went on and played and crushed it. His set was so good. He played on the same stage that Calvin Harris was playing on later in the night. So the setup was just incredible. It was really cool to go support him doing that. There was a couple hundred people there for that show, which was good fun. Once again, there was kind of free alcohol for his rider, and our whole crew kind of had a few drinks. But that was one of the things that made it not impossible yesterday to go sober, because the kind of guys who I was with weren't really drinking. A few of the crew had a couple drinks, but no one was there to really send it. Everyone was just there to support Alex, which was epic. And then Josh Wade, a good friend of mine who used to be a comedian, actually, he wasn't drinking either and was telling me how many benefits he's seen in the last 3 months of his life since stopping. So it's good to know other people. I just feel like there is a big shift in consciousness at the moment, really in my group of friends, but I think just in general with young people, just realizing that you don't need to drink alcohol to go out and have a good time. So the whole group had a good time there. We then got our big party bus or sprinter bus from Festival X to another festival called Sunsets Festival on Sydney's Northern Beaches. So we went all the way over there. Once again, Alex played an epic set for Sunset. It was really nice. Everyone kind of had a few more drinks there. Once again, I just chilled. They had a few non-alcoholic beers there, which was cool. So that was what kept me going there. And then we finished off the day by getting an Uber all the way up to Manly, where Alex was playing at Wharf Bar. And Tristan, the legend manager at Wharf Bar, was actually with us all day. So once we got there, it was like, yeah, free drinks, free food, whatever you guys need. Like, and yeah, once again, it was actually cool because he knew I wasn't drinking. He made sure I had a really nice mocktail when I got there and then gave me a coffee to keep me going to stay awake for the rest of the night. And yeah, it was a really fun day, but there was definitely moments where I was like, far out, it would be nice just to kind of rip in and let loose here. But we were kind of reminiscing and reflecting on it, Alex and I, how different sort of 2 years has changed all of our lives from being the guys who were really running around at those parties trying to have an epic time, which hold nothing against, but just as lots changed for us. He's really deep into getting his music really good, DJing in those environments. And yeah, for me, I've just been really having fun kind of experiencing things with a different mindset and not really trying to go and get drunk. But yeah, I think the good example for that week, this weekend, is that if I can get through those weekends, I'm sure you guys can too. It's been tricky, but also really rewarding. And then tonight, actually, while I'm recording this on Sunday, Fisher, my brother-in-law, is playing at Spilt Milk on the Gold Coast. We just flew home from Sydney to the Gold Coast today. And we were meant to be going. Once again, we had organized passes and stuff, but I have two school workshops tomorrow morning, Monday morning, and as you can hear, my voice is already a little bit scratchy, and I want to be on my game, so we pulled out last minute on going to watch Fisher, but I'm sure I'll get to watch him plenty more in the close future. So yeah, that's been my weekend. It's been an interesting one, very obviously around alcohol all weekend, but just letting you all know, if I can do it, you definitely can as well. A big thanks to everyone who came up to me, had a chat. It's so cool to know this podcast is, being heard by so many and, yeah, really offering a bit of guidance for some people and a bit of permission that, hey, you can go and do it go out being sober. If you're waking up with hangovers throughout summer, it's giving you anxiety. If you're waking up thinking you've spent too much money, it's giving you anxiety. Or if you just feel like there's pressure to go out and drink, just have a good think and realize that you don't need to drink. You can still go out and have a good time. Big thanks for tuning in. This has been so much fun watching the podcast grow. There's some really exciting stuff coming up early next year. So keep your ear out. We have some massive, massive guest episodes coming up for December and January. So please check them out. Wednesday's 1% episode is going to be really fun. I do have a cool topic to talk about this year. And yeah, if you're enjoying the pod, please go over to thegoodhumanfactory.com, pick up some merchandise. You can grab Christmas presents. There's plenty of stock still left over there. Use the code podcast and you get a massive 25% off. Big thanks for everyone tuning in. I love you all. I hope you're having a great journey and I'm looking forward to bringing you all on my sober journey through summer. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you all soon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.